Good morning, all. This summer day. The reading from this morning is Galatians 3, chapters 1 through 11. The new life in Christ. So, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, enslaved, and free. But Christ is all and in all. This is the word of the Lord.
I invite you to pray with me in your hearts. Lord, thank you so much for your love and for your grace. Thank you for this opportunity to meet together in your presence. Thank you for forgiveness we've received this morning. Thank you for voices we can use to lift you up and praise you and worship. And thank you for your word, God, as we come to the table today to sit with Jesus and receive the sacrament of Holy Communion. My prayer is that you will open our hearts and our minds, Holy Spirit, to receive the message that you wish to share with all of us today. We pray that you will now speak to us, and we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. So, do you ever struggle with what you should wear for the day? I mean, do you ever open your closet and think, what clothes should I put on this morning? Now, apparently that choice is even more difficult for today's kids, especially those in middle school. Because when you walk into your average middle school in America, you'll encounter some of the most self-conscious people on the planet. And so when a typical eighth grader wakes up and goes to the closet to pick out clothes for the day, they believe that every fashion choice is really critical. Because after all, everyone is watching, right? And a fashion blunder can be humiliating. So it's important to make a statement with what you wear these days. And for many, and for young people, by the way, labels are important. They matter. So there's this middle school teacher at William Allen Middle School in Moorestown, New Jersey. And I asked the kids, and they will tell you that she's one of the coolest teachers in the school. And her name is Julia Mooney. And she did something very different, something cool. A number of years ago, at the beginning of 2018, the school year, she put on a simple gray button-down dress. And then she wore it to school every day for 100 days straight. And a fashion statement really rubbed off on these adolescent consumers. And it wasn't for her about being weird or anything, it was about teaching her students about the growing culture of excess. The fact that American closets are overflowing with throwaway clothing. She says there's no rule anywhere that says we have to wear something different every day. Why do we ask this of each other? Why do we require that we each wear something different every day and buy more clothes and feed into this fashion culture? Instead, Julia advocates for what she calls sustainable fashion, wearing clothing that's made in an eco-friendly way, buying fewer but better made pieces of clothing, and wearing the same clothes more often, and making sure they're recycled and when they are replaced and they are no longer needed. And by doing that, she says, we can all make a difference in the world. So in our passage for today, in Colossians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul makes a similar statement. And he's talking about sustainable fashion when it comes to the kind of outfits us Christians wear. But this fashion isn't so much about what disciples of Jesus put on their bodies. It's about how they clothe their minds. And he says in verse 2, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. In other words, think about what's down here, not about what's down here on earth. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is, Paul says. See things from his perspective. Why? Well, he says, because you've been raised to life with Christ. Now set your heart on what is in heaven, where Christ rules at God's right side. So he says, if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, then, well, act like it. It's about a new mindset. You died, said Paul. Which means that your life is hidden with Christ who sits beside God. In other words, your old life is really dead. Your life before you met Christ it's gone. And your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is now your life. So you see, for Paul, the only label that matters is the one the risen Christ put on us. Now, when teacher Julia wore the same dress for 100 days in a row, she was obviously making a statement, right? She resisted the trend of most people in America who seek to wear whatever is trendy and expendable. Well, we live in a culture where people seem to change their minds as much as they change their clothes. And if the saying is true that you are what you wear, then Paul says that we are fast and cheap and easy when it comes to our spiritual clothing as well. So if you're going to live sustainably, then you have to be willing to first do a purge of whatever you've been hiding in the back of the closet. You need to get rid of some of those things. And that's why he says in verse 5, put to death, therefore, whatever is in you that is earthly. Put to death the sinful, earthly things lurking within you. Get rid of the junk that you've been keeping that doesn't fit anymore. The ways you once followed when you were living life apart from Christ Jesus. the things you used to do when your life was still part of this world, when you lived among people who behaved in this way. It says, but now you must stop doing such things. You must quit being angry and hateful and evil. You must no longer say insulting or cruel things about others. And stop lying to each other. Dump those things. Get rid of them. Because they should not be in your closet. It's the stuff, he says, the rest of the world puts on. It's what they display regularly as a way of comparing themselves to one another. But that's not who we are as followers of Christ, as believers in Jesus. No, Paul says, you who belong to Jesus, you are followers of the Savior. You have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourselves with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. So he says, you know what? You're really done with that old life. It's like a filthy, you know, set of ill-fitting clothes that you've stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is custom made by the Creator with His label on it, the label of Jesus Christ, who defeated sin and death, who was crucified and rose from the dead. He says, you're now wearing His label. And as you're getting to know your Creator more and more, and as you're growing in your faith, you are becoming more and more like Jesus. You're wearing His label for all to see. You see, what ultimately matters is not what you wear on the outside. It's what you're wearing on the inside. Paul says in verse 11, Christ is all that matters. And He lives in all of us. So from now on, you are really defined by Christ. You are included in Christ. And when Christ is in you, then your spiritual clothing and mindset will reflect Him. Regardless of whether your outer clothes come from Walmart or from Prada. So the question then is, what's hanging in your closet? What's hanging in your closet? What is hanging in the closet of your life? What does your spiritual wardrobe look like? And what does a sustainable spiritual wardrobe look like? So when we look at our own closets, I guess we all have some essentials, right? Some basic pieces of clothing that are the foundation for everyday wear. So there are some basic pieces for when it comes to our spiritual foundation. And it says in verse 12, since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy. You must clothe yourselves with kindness, with humility, with gentleness, and with patience. You see, God chose you for this new life of love. So dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. It says, clothe yourselves with these things. When you get up in the morning, you're not automatically dressed, are you? I mean, you stand in front of your closet and you wonder, hey, what should I wear for today? And then you choose. You choose what you are going to wear. I chose these pants and this shirt this morning. So you choose what you're going to wear. You make a conscious choice. And Paul says the same is true when it comes to your spiritual lives. When you've been raised with Christ, you make a daily choice to put on His character. You put on Christ's way and you display it to the rest of the world. So put up with each other, he says. And forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. Christ forgave you again this morning, remember. And then he says there's one item that's more important than anything else. There's one characteristic that completes the whole ensemble. There's one thing that, more than anything else, shows that we belong to the Jesus brand. And that is love. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. It's the peace of our spiritual clothing that really never wears out, that never goes out of style. It says, regardless of what else you put on, wear love. Wear it all the time. Not just for 100 days straight, but every day of your life. It's your basic, it's your all-purpose garment. And never be without it. So teacher Julia Mooney understood that that we present what we present to the world from our inner selves is far more important than what we drape over our outer selves. And what really matters is that we are living to make a better world. And it's a daily choice to move away from the culture of excess to the culture of enough. And when we make the daily choice to put on the character of Christ even before we put on our clothes, we make a fashion statement that the world can't help but notice. So may you and I proudly wear the label of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Jesus brand is the only one that is really sustainable forever. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, thank you for your word, and thank you for your message, and thank you for the way it enables us to look inward, to see our lives for what they are, to see ourselves for who we are. We're in need of forgiveness because our focus is so often on the wrong things, and we reflect so poorly, so often, the label of your Son Jesus. Thank you for your grace because we need it in our lives. May we all purposefully choose to clothe ourselves with the things from above, most importantly with love. May people look at us and say, yeah, I see that. I see that the brand they are wearing is the brand of Jesus. And I see it in the way they love. The way they love one another. The way they love you, God. And the way they love their neighbor. That is our prayer. We pray for the strength and the grace to do this. In the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.